Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Joel Barker back on the show. Joel has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last dozen years or so, and he's one of the top futurists in the world, and the author of several books on the future edge. Also, my favorite, Paradigms: The Business of Discovering the Future. That whole series, the book, the film. Turn my life around, and it will yours too. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back.
Good morning. How are you?
It's doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Joel, we got a lot to cover. You've done an amazing job of bringing us new discoveries of materials. You told us about graphene way before anybody else was talking about graphene. Now it's all over the place, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, a new application for that. But there's something called galenine, which is a 2D material.
Another 2D material. That's what's really important. It's another 2D material.
So tell us about that. How is it different?
Well, the reason I want to bring it up this time is because it is in exactly the same position that graphene was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has developed this. They have one use, which for you and me is kind of irrelevant. That is, it's a very interesting metal that will allow them to glue very small electronic circuits much more efficiently than they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
But the point I want to make is what we're seeing here is the beginning of a series of materials that are two-dimensional.
Like, and so graphene, because it's one atom thick, you call that two-dimensional too?
Yeah, well, it's the thickness of an atom. So for all intents and purposes, it's one-dimensional. So is galenine. And as I read the article, I thought, I wonder how many other materials off our chart of, the elements can go into 2D, can go into two-dimensional materials and give us properties that we have never, ever seen before.
What is the base of galenine? Is it carbon like graphene was? Is?
No, it's gallium.
It's gallium. Oh, gallium. That's right, gallium. Okay. See, gallium's not a material most people think about.
No, that's right. And what caught my attention was they 2D'd it. If you make that into a verb, I guess. They 2D'd it. And what it says to me is I'll bet there are a bunch of elements that when we turn them into 2D processes, we will have all new things. So this is, in a sense, this is the reopening of chemistry as a really new area. You know,
2Dification.
Pretty hard.
2Dification. How about that?
Yeah. And what's going on here is, and again, this is like Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile. Remember? Oh, the 4-minute mile never be broken. He broke it. All of a sudden, everybody's breaking it. Mm-hmm. 2D material. Oh, graphene. It's kind of neat, but now all of a sudden we're saying, oh, guess what? There's more there. There's a lot more there. So I would say if you're interested in materials or you're a chemist or you have a chemistry aspect to your work, you should be watching the 2D frontier because it, I think, is going to provide us with really profound new materials and processes from that.
Think about all the different applications, the micro applications for structure, for medicine, and when you throw in the 3D printing revolution that's happening right now, I mean, who knows what this could hold? Think about the efficiencies. Now tell us. We know that graphene is carbon. We got lots of carbon. We got carbon to spare. Is gallium? What's the availability of gallium?
I don't know. I would guess it's probably middle access, but not high access. It's probably more like a rare earth.
But is it a rare earth?
That's a good question. I don don't know that. I would have to Google it right now if you want.
Right? No, that's okay.
So people can Google and see.
Yeah.
But that's a good question. But keep in mind, here's the paradox of what you just simply said. Even if it's rare, if you're using it only in two dimensions, mm-hmm. you're not using very much of it to do what you're going to do. Yeah, right. So, like I say, it's a new frontier. It looks like it's a much bigger frontier than we thought, mm-hmm. and we will have to rethink a lot of things based on the 2D. So, I mean, on two-dimensional. By the way, there's a paradox here. It looks like 3D printing can print 2D.
Wow.
Think about that if you want to.
About graphene and galenine becoming throughput for printing. How about that?
Exactly. So the 3D machine is going to print 2D stuff.
And we come back, we're going to talk about graphene and another application of it and how it could be part of a new automobile, a new conveyance situation that nobody's ever thought about before. Only on this show were we putting those two things together with our good friend Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.